This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all, and welcome to another episode of our Ramadan series, Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm still in Brisbane, mashallah, at the home of my wonderful hosts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. They've really made me feel at home, Uncle Iqbal and Auntie Fazila. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them both and bless their home. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. I am in their backyard, and I think you can hear around me the wonderful birds, and also you can see around me the flora and the fauna, subhanallah. And as we've been doing this after Fajr walk this morning, I couldn't help but feel the verses in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fourth juz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab." Subhanallah. Allah says, indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the differences of the day and the night are signs for those of understanding and objective reasoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to tell us, the people who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His creation and the differences in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they are those الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, whilst sitting, and also whilst laying on their sides, and they ponder over the creation of the heavens and the earth, subhanallah. And when they do this, they truly have a moment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become overwhelmed because of the greatness of Allah's creation, and through this they recognize the greatness of the Creator, and they say, Rabbana, O our Lord, ma khalaqta hadha batila. That, O our Lord, you have not created your creation in play without purpose. You have not created your creation in randomness. Subhanaka faqina adhab an-nar. They recognize through this that they are on a journey to Allah and the hellfire is real, and they say, Subhana, glory be to you, Ya Allah. How perfect are you, Ya Allah. So save us, Ya Allah, from the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to have reflective moments to attach the realities around us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from Iman, brothers and sisters in Islam, because when you look at things with the eye of Iman and you hear things with the ear of Iman and you think about things with the mind of Iman, you stop seeing things but you start witnessing Allah. You stop hearing things and you start listening about Allah. Subhanallah, I'm hearing these birds tweet, and this is what it is. I'm listening about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I feel, subhanallah, that I am in good company, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that everything in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation praises and glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we do not understand their glorification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So here I am after Fajr, mashallah, in this massive backyard spanning at least 170 meters, surrounded by all the different plants and trees which they have planted themselves over the years, and their wonderful explanations about each plant and its place in the garden, in this backyard, and what it contributes in terms of beauty, in terms of benefit to the overall makeup of the garden, and then listening to the birds tweeting, and then you also, as you go through this, you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your morning adhkar. You can't help but feel one with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that together we are having moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what it's about, brothers and sisters in Islam, witnessing Allah from that which you see, listening about Allah from that which you hear, understanding Allah from that which you know. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness in this life and grant us al-firdaus in the hereafter. May Allah bless our Ramadan and make us a people that have moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our blessed month and beyond. I leave you with these words to ponder over. Please pray for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Pray for the scholars, pray for the du'at, and pray for those, subhanallah, the organizations and the families that facilitate da'wah taking place. They are hosts to scholars, they are hosts to students of knowledge, they are hosts to du'at, and they work in earnest in making sure that events dedicated towards developing the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue to happen and take place. I love you all for the sake of Allah. And until next time, salamullahi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuh.